This continued for months, with Jonathan living two lives. One was moral and exemplary. The other was thrilling, dangerous, and sexual. The illicit life quickly became more attractive, more irresistible, and more dangerous. Even so, Jonathan's visits began to seem almost routine to him. He became experienced in concealing them. He knew what had to be done, and the thrill of what lay waiting for him. Then, a second shocking thing happened. Like the first, it was so shocking that Jonathan, again, could not believe it. Jonathan was seen leaving the prostitute, recognized, and photographed. "Jonathan, wait! What are you doing here? How can you explain this?" The voice of the photographer rang in his ears as he ran for his car and sped away. Away from the nightmare behind him. Away from the horrible woman. Away from anyone who could know what he had done. But he could not escape his action so easily. Pictures of Jonathan and the prostitute appeared in the newspaper the next day, and the phone began to ring incessantly. Journalists knocked at his door and waited when no one answered. Jonathan lay in bed. None of the previous night and the morning seemed real. He wanted to return to his congregation, to the people who loved him, to the life he cherished. But all was lost. More photos appeared in the newspaper, but the worst was yet to come. He could not bring himself to listen when the prostitute was interviewed on the radio, and again when she appeared on television. The enormity of his creation was more than he could grasp, but he would have time to grasp it.